To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, Mary, now back with you for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of today's broadcast, it's time for the Destination Spotlight number 39 in our series, located in the 27th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845, known universally as the Sunshine State. Before we turn our attention to Key West and the Florida Keys, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's a Valentine's gift of travel or a celebration of any type, really, why not upgrade to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection, combining thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think it's Travel Pro's best luggage yet.
You know, you could also take your travels to new lights with their MaxLite 5 line, like Rudy, as it's as durable as ever and ultra-lightweight. Whether it's Platinum Elite, MaxLite 5, or any of their collections, frankly, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, off to Key West as we spotlight the Florida Keys, and Andy Newman is holding for us on the show hotline.
Welcome, Andy. It's nice to connect and talk Key West and the Florida Keys for today's Destination Spotlight with you.
And good Saturday to you guys, too.
Well, appreciate that. Thanks very much. Listen, for anyone who's been to Key West, you can't help but think of the fun, the active nightlife, the restaurants and shops right there on Duval Street. It's really not a place for kids, but would you agree that it is the place, you know, to be when you're visiting Key West?
Well, I mean, so Key West, of course, is the southernmost city in the continental United States, but I probably would disagree with you in terms of it not being appropriate for kids, because there really are a lot of activities that are geared for families. And I mean, there's just so much history down there. Key West is the second oldest city in the state of Florida. It's been through tough times. It's been through great times. Obviously, Key West is likely best known because it was home for 10 years to, you know, one of America's greatest authors, Ernest Hemingway.
Yes.
And they have a great museum at home there.
Actually, that is my favorite. So we've been to Key West, and on the family aspect, I would 100% agree. That's a great museum. But there's also the Butterfly and Nature Conservatory and those iconic sunsets at Mallory Square.
Absolutely, and you've got snorkeling and other water sports. And by the way, you mentioned the Key West Butterfly Conservatory Nature Center. It's absolutely fabulous. I've been there several times. The folks there, George Fernandez and Sam Tropia, just do a great job. And by the way, they have two flamingos there.
Yeah, they do.
And the interesting thing is that they were actually bred in Toronto, just outside of Toronto, and then came down to Key West for their forever home. Their names are Rhett and Scarlet, by the way. And daily, in the afternoon, they have an activity called the Flamingo Mingle. And so about a half a dozen of their guests sit in the gazebo, and the flamingos come out to say hello, and they're running through guest hair and stuff, and it's really cool.
All right, so I'm going to push you on this one a little bit then. You know, I know you can fly into Key West, but, you know, I think driving down the Florida Keys over the overseas highway on US 1 to get there, it really is totally the way to go, because then you can stop off and enjoy, whether it's Marathon or Key Largo or some of the other keys as well, you know, and take in the entire area. So do you agree with me on that, Andy?
Absolutely. And so each area has its own distinct features. Key Largo is being billed as the dive capital of the world. Alamorada, the sport fishing capital of the world. You know, more world saltwater records have been established on the Florida Keys than any other destination on the globe. Marathon, your ultimate family vacation center, and Big Pine in the Lower Keys, fabulous for nature. But, you know, the best thing about that drive down is you've got the Atlantic Ocean on your left side, the Florida Bay or Gulf of Mexico on your right. So literally, it's like cruising with your car.
It's a great drive.
Yeah.
It really is.
Andy,
it's a long drive, but it's a good one.
It's a beautiful drive. Andy, in terms of Key Largo, another spot that we like in the Keys, I know that there's a new resort that just opened. I think is it the Bungalows Resort? It's all-inclusive?
Exactly. It is the Florida Keys' first all-inclusive resort. It is called Bungalows Key Largo. It is absolutely stunning.
And it's couples only, though.
Adults only.
It is couples only.
Yeah, yes.
But and we have Baker's Cay that's just opening up here in a couple of weeks. A number of new properties have opened up in the Florida Keys. Marathon, a 199-unit resort called East La Bella, that should be opening up at the end of March or early April. So a lot of new product in the Florida Keys. By the way, you can find more details on the Keys at flakeys.com.
Yeah, well, thank you. You've beat us to that. We would give that at the end of the interview. And I also want to tell folks to listen to the Waldorf Astoria. They've got two adjacent properties in Key West that are great as well. Real quick, we've got about 30 seconds left with you. Andy, before we let you go, give us a quick fact that you think would likely surprise our audience listening right now, either on Key West or the Keys themselves, that will make people want to come visit.
Well, I mean, I just think it's such a diversified destination, whether you like fishing or diving, snorkeling, or just pure history. But you know what? To me, the biggest attraction of the Florida Keys is that very laid-back and slow, mañana type atmosphere.
Go relax. Listen, thank you very much for your time today, folks. And as Andy just told you, FLA-keys.com. That's FLA-keys.com. We'll get you right to the website. Have a great day, okay?
Andy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, there goes Andy. And a reminder, you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight, so we hope you'll do that. If you go somewhere, let us know how your experience was. That's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.